regarding the minhag of ma'afit ha-shekel, although we said in previous halakot that it's proper to give the ma'afit ha-shekel in silver, which has at least 9 grams of silver, and preferably if you could find a coin that is called a half coin in the currency that you're in, that also has the silver content, that would be the best way to do the mitzvah. Because that's really zecher l'ma'asit ha'shekel, giving half of a currency, and it has the silver content. The half dollar coins minted for 1964 do have the proper silver content. So again, if you get your hands on those coins, that would be the best item to give for the ma'asit ha'shekel. We have in our possession those coins for those that are interested in fulfilling this mitzvah. Preferably, the halacha says, again, since this money is going to tzedakah, and it says in the Pirashev Shekalim the word teruma 3 times, and in that first year that they gave half a shekel, they gave 3 half shekels, so it's customary to give 3 half shekels for the mitzvah. Question is, can one fulfill this mitzvah by giving the value in money, in currency? Even though currency itself has no value, the currency is just paper, it's just legal tender. Halakha says that since the whole point is zecher l'ma'asit ha'shekel, so you're giving something. So it doesn't matter if you're actually giving the half coin itself, you're giving something to the gabbai, so that's considered already enough commemorative. Therefore, even if you're handing over a check, that would be permissible again, and acceptable if you're giving the value of those coins in a check. They asked the Chacham of Avodah a question regarding credit card. Because credit cards are a little different. Here you're not giving anything. You're just giving an authorization for a transfer. In the case of the check, at least you're handing over something, which is like a document of some sort. So you gave something. Is it enough to give a credit card? The rabbi said that although you're really not giving anything over, but it's enough for the zecher. Because you're doing some form of transaction for the shekel. We know it's tzedakah. Tzedakah it is. You can give tzedakah to credit card. The question is, ma'asit ha'shekel. You didn't transfer, you didn't give anything over to the gabbai. So he says, but it's only commemorative. Therefore he says, it would be okay as well. So again, the different levels. Preferably, it would be half a coin. Even the 50 cent piece would be good. Even the ones after 1964, because at least it's a half a coin, but you should make it up with the silver value. So if you gave a half a coin, that's only 50 cents. Silver, as I told you yesterday, is trending about $36 an ounce. So it's about $11 for 9 grams today. So therefore, in the 50 cents, you're still short $10.50. Therefore, you should make it up in the tzedakah, at least to pay. If you can find those 1964 coins, those are the best items. And if not, then already you can fulfill the mitzvah with cash, or a check, or even a credit card. That's the way Sfortan Yakut Yosef on page 81.